I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Down to 28 and partly cloudy at 8 o'clock. I'm Paul Rasmussen. A winter weather advisory will start at midnight with a mix of snow and freezing rain expected tomorrow. 1 to 3 inches of snow and a trace of ice are in the Tuesday morning forecast. Record crowds and storms are plaguing travelers in the Midwest. Heavy snow is blamed for a 45-vehicle pileup near Indianapolis. A Delta flight from Detroit slid off a taxiway in Des Moines. And there are still trouble spots out there, as CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports.
A brutal weekend for people trying to get home from Thanksgiving. Now, the airlines will look to recover and get back to something like normal today, but they're starting with nearly 1,000 delays, and we are watching for the potential of weather disruptions again in Chicago, parts of the Midwest, and the Northeast. And
besides the weather, JetBlue has canceled about 25 flights today because of a safety issue with the Airbus A320 family of jets. More than a dozen aircraft are grounded until the airline can make software updates. Deals promoted as some of the best of the holiday season are expected to keep people glued to their computers and smartphones on this Cyber Monday. News Radio KDKA's Tamira Rush has the story in the newsroom.
Paul, experts expect record spending today. One prediction says online purchases will top $14 billion, 6.3% more than last year. Buy now, pay later loans, the majority for smartphones, will reach the $1 billion milestone. And AI-assisted shopping is part of the mix. Major retail chains and tech companies are offering new or updated artificial intelligence tools to give consumers an easier gift-buying experience. AI-powered shopping assistants offered by Walmart, Amazon, and Google are designed to provide personalized recommendations and track prices through unscripted customer chats. In the newsroom, Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
A shooting victim was flown to a Pittsburgh hospital from the city of Washington last night. Details are scarce, but police are investigating a robbery and shooting at Washington Food Mart on West Chestnut Street just after 10 p.m. A police chase ended with a crash and shooting on the Parkway North over the weekend. The Parkway was closed for hours Saturday night as state police investigated the pursuit and gunfire. Troopers said the chase involving an SUV originated in Butler County and ended with a crash near mile marker 90 on 279 South. Trooper Rocco Gagliardi says an officer fired a weapon, but it is unknown if gunfire came from the SUV.
Not only can we pinpoint right now, right, maybe who shot, but then we have to look at every other angle and see to ourselves, did anyone else shoot, right? Which we don't believe at this time anyone did, but we have to go through all that footage.
Four people inside the SUV were taken to hospitals and one of them died. It is not known yet if that person was shot by police. For most Pennsylvanians, higher power rates are in effect today. Duquesne Light customers are seeing a 10% jump. Penn Power and West Penn rates are up about 6%. Niles Hagen Fredrickson with the Public Utility Commission says higher electricity bills will be arriving next month.
Now's the time to think about efficiency and conservation and how you might be able to make more efficient use of your energy during the course of the month.
Things like turning off the lights when you leave a room and making sure your heating and ventilating system is well maintained. KDKA Sports brought to you by Nasco Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call Nasco at 412-373-2000. A halftime lead evaporated, and the Bills pounded the Steelers 26-7, setting a rushing record for an opponent at Acrisure, 249 yards. Mike Tomlin met with reporters after the loss.
What goes through your mind when the crowd chanting, training to fire you in your home stadium?
Man, I share their frustration tonight, man. We didn't do enough. And that's just the reality of it.
The Steelers and Ravens, both 6-6, and will be playing at Baltimore Sunday. And on Sunday Night Football, that went into overtime. The Broncos squeaked by the Commanders 27-26. KDKA Radio News Time, 8:04. It's 28, partly cloudy in Pittsburgh now. AAA traffic in the AccuWeather forecast next.
Happy Cyber Monday. I'm Larry Richard, along with Lenny McAllister, a resident political analyst, in studio every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour. Lenny, hope you had a nice Thanksgiving with your family. It was a stretch. Did you have a chance to relax a little bit?
I spent time with my News Radio KDKA family. Does that count? I got to see my family. I got to talk with my News Radio KDKA family a lot over the last week. So it was good, but I'm looking forward to Christmas because Christmas is grandbaby season. So that's
you get
what I'm looking
a real break. Yeah.
Yes.
That's good stuff. By the way, you can tune in and see Lenny live on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page, which grows each and every day. And thank you for that. Kind of cool how this is set up. Meanwhile, plenty to talk about in the political world. Probably the most pressing question for many is what's going on in the Caribbean and in Venezuela. So frame for us where we stand today as we've got an armada in the Caribbean Sea.
I think the more pressing of the two is definitely, are we going to have some type of military action against Venezuela, which, you know, facetiously, nobody had that on their bingo card at the beginning of 2025.
100%. And we're not talking about just in the water with the drug boats, which are now
the alleged drug boats. And that's part of part two. So we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But we're talking about a possible land invasion.
Right.
Now, there are two aspects of this. And I think people will look at the first one and focus on, well, we can take Venezuela with one arm tied behind our back, you know, proverbially speaking.
Yes.
That's not the concern. The concern is there are other nations that are looking at our actions, including China and Russia, that are now all of a sudden taking a heightened interest into what's going on in the Western Hemisphere. Now, you can go all the way back to James Monroe, and there's been a doctrine in American foreign policy that basically tells the rest of the world, you stay out of here. This is ours. We will keep the peace here, and we will maintain a sense of geopolitical peace because we're going to maintain peace in the Western Hemisphere. Once you have that being violated in a major way, and this Venezuelan situation can do that, now all of a sudden, you have the Russians and the Chinese playing in our backyard in a different type of way. And again, in a fashion that we just simply did not see 12 months ago. So that's number one. Let's slide over to what is now in a bipartisan fashion being called a possible war crime with what's been going on in the Caribbean. Because there's a report that one of the strikes out of 20, in particular one of them in September, the Secretary of Defense called for what they, you know, within the industry call a double tap. They did the strike on the boat. There were actual survivors from the initial strike. And they ordered a second strike to make sure everybody was killed in the second strike, to make sure there was no survivors left. And when you start talking about our own Congress, much less the Geneva Convention, calling that a possible war crime and using that terminology, that was already on top of the issues of due process previously. We have a conundrum that's going on in the Caribbean and in the southern half of the Western Hemisphere.
So, the Secretary of War.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Recently renamed, Pete Hegseth was quoted as, is this an accurate quote, do you know? Killed them all.
Now that it's an alleged quote. So, I mean, President Trump on Air Force One last night said, Pete said it didn't happen,
right.
And we have to investigate it and things along those lines. But again, this was a leak from the military that said that the secretary ordered that second strike, that basically that go back around to make sure everybody was eliminated.
What about people who say, well, that's the way it is in war?
Are we at war? And see, and that's where the initial question comes in from these strikes over the last several months. If we're talking about drugs coming to the United States of America from drug dealers, that's not a war against a nation state. That's not declared war by Congress. That's not even a military action per se, akin to what we called the Vietnam War. What this is are isolated strikes without due process. I mean, there have been incidences, Larry. We have to remember there was at least one incident where there was a strike. There were survivors. They were captured. They were sent back to their home country. So why were they struck in the first place if once you captured them, you let them go? So there's still a lot of questions in regards to why are we striking these boats in particular? Why would you now have this possible double tap? But then on the exact 180 side of that spectrum, why would you capture some people and let them go? We're not getting full answers as to what's going on. I understand there are certain things that are going to be classified. But when you start talking about the elimination of due process in the Caribbean, and then you also see that same trend with ICE and other law enforcement officials in the United States with the skirt around due process, it's a troubling trend.
Want to ask you also about the tragedy with the military in the nation's capital and kind of the fallout, and where are we? We're with Lenny McAllister of the Big K Morning Show. Three great products available from participating True Value Hardware stores. Thanks, Andy Amrine, for introducing us to Sniper, your hospital-grade virus killer. And then, of course, Harmony Organic Insect Control works inside and outside the home, safe around kids and pets, as is Knockout, your multi-purpose odor eliminator, spray and walk away. Right now, though, Sniper, stay ahead of the germs and viruses. You should have a pocket version with you wherever you go, and you can by visiting participating True Value Hardware stores. It's 8:19 from the KDK Radio News Desk. Here's a look ahead at our 8:30 report with Paul Rasmussen.
Groundbreaking today for a major development on the North Shore. We'll have the details in 11 minutes on The Voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio KDKA.
And every day at this time, and on Mondays, along with Lenny McAllister, we welcome Tamira Rush.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Lenny.
Good morning, ma'am. You had a good holiday, Thanksgiving, and back at it.
All right.
Okay, I'm not going any deeper than that.
Please.
So what's trending?
Cyber Monday.
Are you doing anything with it?
Well, listen, my daughter works at Children's Hospital. So I get up every morning around 3 o'clock for some strange reason, but I mean, we know why. So I look at my phone and she has a list of what she wants for Cyber Monday. I'm like, what? Good morning. Hi, Mom. You don't have to get it, but you know.
Yeah. Come on, Mom.
Suggestions.
Yeah. I'm starting nursing school. So she's going to La Roche.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, for nursing. Her master's in nursing. So she's like, I have a list. I sent it to my Amazon cart if you want to take a look at it. And I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. So what time? Well, she works 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
You have a smart daughter. She didn't even wait to get married to have a registry. She has a Christmas registry.
Yes. I'm like, okay, fine.
So you're not participating in Cyber Monday.
I'm looking. I see. I mean, I don't need a TV. I have a TV in every room.
I need a TV.
TVs.
If you really want to shop for a TV, you can find a home for a TV. That's not the hard part.
I need a TV and AirPods. I have the Apple AirPods, and I mean,
so
there's some sales. I'm looking. I'm trying to see what some of the big stocking stuffers are, and I see that they, you know, Milwaukee. For my husband, he's in construction, so I can get some tools for him. I see there's some sales on Milwaukee.
Well, he probably has tools, though.
I mean, he has.
Get him something that's not a tool.
I know, that's what he would say.
What do you want, a sweeper?
Me?
No, you don't.
Holy 1952 Batman.
No way. I'm definitely not doing that. But it just takes me back to when we were younger and we didn't have these things going on. We would wait to get the Sears and Roebuck.
Sears catalog.
The catalog. I mean, those are the things that I remember. The catalogs and the Toys R Us catalog and the Kmart catalog and the Hills catalog. And it would come in the mail and you would circle what you want.
Just doing it online now.
But now you're doing it. But that takes the fun out of it.
But we were primed. We're Gen X. So we were primed like before Christmas. This is the toy you stand outside in the cold for, Mom.
Absolutely.
And Dad. We were Cabbage Patch Kid generation.
Yes, absolutely.
You stood outside and
Power Rangers and
Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
That's when people would rush into the store.
What is it now? That Lulu. Hoo-boo?
Something. Lulu.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like the, I don't know. I don't know.
Anna, do you know what the hot toy is? It's Lulu Libu or?
Laboo-boo.
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 Yeah, the
Laboo-boos. The Laboo-boos. Yeah, the Laboo-boos. Yeah. I don't even know what they are.
They're little.
They look like, is that the one that we talked about before? It looks like a troll or something like that? I mean, I don't know. What are we doing here? But. Hey,
all right, Cyber Monday to you.
I guess, are you shopping on Cyber Monday?
No. What? I have no plan to shop on Cyber Monday.
Okay, why are you angry about it?
Because.
There is a story behind this.
Every day is Cyber Monday for some. You know what I'm doing this year?
But there's sales
on Day before Christmas, I'm going to Dollar Store or Five Below and go nuts.
Really?
With $20, see whatever I can get.
I mean, you have to take advantage.
You must have been in our living room the other day because Lainey said the same exact thing. That's congratulations. The gift is we're in Florida, and here you go is a gift card to Dollar General.
Oh, no way. You guys are.
It's what you call having older kids.
It's not going to be Tom. I can't afford something like that.
Wait, I'm just saying that it is. You have 364 days to, you know, get what you with your significant others or your kids. I mean, I buy my kids all year, you know, so it's not a big thing. But they are, and they're spoiled. They are into all of that.
I'm surprised.
But my daughter's going to nursing. She's going to nursing school.
So hold on.
I can't get her some
nursing.
Hold on.
Here's the difference between Mother's Day and Father's Day. You all get this huge celebration on Mother's Day to build up to Christmas to do exactly what you did. We're two dads. What do we get every June? We get a tie. We get a steak.
You'll get nothing, and you'll like it.
There you go. Exactly.
Well, those are the wives you chose.
touche.
Anyway. But, I mean, I think
surprised you're here.
Why?
I thought you'd be taking off for deer season.
Knuck if you buck, right?
But I'm about speaking of spending bucks. Oh man.
But it's nice to know that they have Cyber Monday, but it takes the fun out of going to the stores. I'm literally upset about that. I love to go to the malls.
Did you do that Friday?
In this event.
Did you go Friday? Yes.
No, I didn't go to the store, and here's why. I have PTSD from Thanksgiving. PTSD. My husband is literally in the doghouse for Thanksgiving.
Oh boy.
I have PTSD. It's something simple. We didn't have turkey on Thanksgiving, right? We didn't have turkey because my husband didn't check out the deep fryer before Thursday. So Thursday, it's time to fry the turkey and the deep fryer doesn't work.
Oh boy.
And it was too late for me to actually put the turkey in the oven.
So you had no turkey. You're turkeyless.
I was turkeyless, but we had ham. So.
Well, by the way, Ellen confirms.
So I had PTSD.
La Boo Boo is the hot toy this year.
La Boo Boo toy.
God bless you.
Yeah, you get your little boo boo.
God bless you.
Still time to get out there and get your fluorescent orange. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday.
Giving.
You know what I'll be giving?
What are you giving?
School closings and delays.
That is so cute.
That is very true.
KDK Radio Storm Center. All right.
Goodbye,
to my rush. Bye, T.
28 with some sunshine at 8:30. I'm Paul Rasmussen. The news is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick. Need a new roof or just want to repair a small leak? Trust PJ.com. A winter weather advisory will start at midnight with a mix of snow and freezing rain expected tomorrow. 1 to 3 inches of snow and a trace of ice are in the Tuesday morning forecast. Cyber Monday is here, and retailers are gearing up for what could be the biggest online shopping day. News Radio KDKA's Tamira Rush has the story in the newsroom.
That's right, Paul. Cyber Monday is expected to draw in a record spending $14 billion this year as shoppers hunt for deep discounts on electronics, clothing, and early holiday gifts. Retail analysts say many of the biggest deals are focused on tech, everything from smart TVs to laptops and gaming consoles, while major retailers are offering faster online pickup and delivery options to keep up with demand. Experts recommend comparing prices across multiple sites and watching for flash sales that change by the hour. And while the deals may be tempting, they also urge shoppers to watch out for fake websites and phishing emails, which tend to spike during peak online shopping days. In the newsroom, Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Developers are planning to break ground today on the much talked about Esplanade project on the north side. News Radio KDKA's Pat Septek has a preview.
Officials with Pyatt Companies are hoping that the $740 million project will turn a former industrial site near Rivers Casino along the Ohio River into a vibrant entertainment district. Plans call for a massive Ferris wheel, restaurants, retailers, riverfront recreation, a grocery store, and a 13-story hotel. The project appears to be going forward despite environmental concerns voiced by residential groups. Today's groundbreaking ceremony will feature a video and remarks by the project's key partners. Then developers will shovel the first dirt of the Esplanade project. Pat Septak, News Radio KDKA.
KDKA Sports brought to you by NASCO Roofing, Pittsburgh's trusted and passionate roofer. Call NASCO at 412-373-2000. The Bills scored 3 second-half touchdowns and set a visiting team rushing record in a 26-7 defeat of the Steelers. T.J. Watt on the defense's inability to stop Buffalo.
I mean, I've never seen a team run the same play as much as they ran it tonight and have as much success as they had.
Pittsburgh plays Baltimore Sunday at Baltimore. And in the NFL's late game, Denver over Washington, 27-26 in overtime. KDKA Radio News Time, 8:32. Our next update at 9 on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
This is the Big K Morning Show. We continue our conversation with Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst, who is a educator by trade as well.
Yes.
At a high level.
Yes.
Quick sidebar. Were you surprised that the Pittsburgh Public Schools Board voted down the closing of 9 schools after 2 years of feedback?
Yeah. No, I'm not. Because closing schools is a very hot-button political issue. You see this across the country where the recommendations are to save money. Let's not close these schools. Well, you have two dynamics that go on with that, Larry. Number one, you have parents that say, you're closing our neighborhood school. My kid has to go from 7 minutes of a walk to now either a 15-minute walk or a 20-minute walk, or they have to get on a bus. They're against that. They're against the closing down a tradition. They're against the fact that maybe kids now have to walk across, you know, violent territory, gang territory. So you have that pushback from the parents. But it's also a job reducer. And so when you start talking about the teachers' unions and professionals within the education industry, they're looking at it as this is not best for the vocation of teaching and the vocation of teaching our children. This is not good for the industry of education. We can't get rid of those jobs because you're not going to be able to absorb the higher salaries. You're not going to be able to absorb the administrators. So the best way to make sure that there's a way to keep those jobs going is to keep schools that may be half open with classrooms that are half filled, still going. So when you take those two dynamics into consideration, it's not a surprise that school boards would say, I know we should close these schools, but we're not going to close these schools.
All right, let's move back to the international news out of Washington. First of all, talks are to continue, as I understand, on a 28-point plan for some type of peace agreement with...
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Ukraine and Russia. What are we to make of that at this point?
Well, there's going to be a little bit of a mess that the Trump administration has to clean up with the leaked text that came out before Thanksgiving of Steve Wyckoff talking to his Russian counterpart, coaching the Russian counterpart on how to deal with President Trump in regards to the negotiations. Now, you have to remember that we're supposed to be the broker of peace. That's the fulcrum that's balanced between Russia and Ukraine. So any type of impropriety that looks as though we're putting our thumb on the scale isn't good. We remember earlier this year the volatile pushback that Trump and Vance gave to Zelensky in the Oval Office. Now we're seeing texts coming out between Wyckoff and his Russian counterpart saying this is how you negotiate this. And what we have to also take in consideration is that there was a leaked report that the initial 28-point plan heavily favored Russia, including giving Russia land that they have not even taken over yet. So you now hear Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying we need to do something that's going to allow Ukraine to be sovereign, which it was to me was a foregone conclusion. But the fact that it has to be literally verbalized tells you how far back we're walking back some of the behind-the-scenes talks between the Americans and the Russians, which is why the Ukrainians and many parts of the world always look at this dynamic with a little bit of a jaundiced eye. So we're going to have to keep track as to where we're going next.
All right. That said, we haven't heard a lot about Gaza and Israel lately. Where do we stand?
Well, where we stand with that right now is Bibi Netanyahu asked the Israeli Prime Minister for a pardon for his alleged corruption charges and crimes. So that will have, based on how that gets dealt with, that will have some type of influence on what goes on next between the Israelis and Hamas in brokering peace in Gaza. And again, we have to continuously try to take a perspective of, okay, we need to stop the fighting now, but we need some sort of long-term peace solution moving forward. I actually had Dr. Luke Peterson, who has taught here at Pitt and other universities throughout the region over the last 10 years. He was on my show yesterday. And we were talking about how there may need to be a pivot from the American perspective that allows for us to be a broker of peace that's going to acquiesce a little bit more to the Palestinian side without necessarily jeopardizing Israeli peace. But for long-term success, we're going to have to look at how our relationship is with all sides of this and try to bring about a peace that's going to be long-lasting so that we can divest in the region, but there can be heightened security in the relationship regardless in a region.
I think people would like to see peace for obvious reasons and the killing stop, but it does seem tilted heavily in the Russians' favor. And it sounds like Ukraine would be amenable to most of it, but we haven't heard from Russia yet.
No, we haven't. And one of the things that we must keep in mind, you do not want to encourage this behavior moving forward. People forget this was an unprovoked attack in 2022. This was an act of aggression that we had not seen since World War II, a land aggression. And if the message is, particularly to Vladimir Putin, that if you attack your neighbors and you take over land, you did it with Crimea over 10 years ago, if you do it now with eastern Ukraine, can you now look up the Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania? Can you now look west to parts of Poland? Can you look at Belarus? Now you start talking about feeding an aggression that if you're going to allow the old Hitler rationale of, well, they're Russian-speaking people, they should be part of Russia. People forget that's how World War II started. The appeasement of giving land over for ethnic Germans that then expanded to world domination aspirations. This is the concern with the negotiations. You need to stop the ambition in its tracks immediately. And anything that does not do that runs the risk of feeding that ambition in very dangerous ways.
Lenny McAllister will get some final thoughts coming up on the Big K Morning Show.
The first significant snowfall is expected tomorrow.
The heaviest snowfall is expected between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m., so basically through morning rush hour. Totals for tomorrow are looking upwards between 3 to 4 inches in most areas.
That is direct from the National Weather Service here in Pittsburgh, who posts the watches and warnings and advisories.
Yeah, it's up a little from what we had this morning. We were talking 1 to 3 when we got started.
Yeah, so it's in that range, which means if that's the case, tomorrow morning's commute will be a challenge.
Unless you want to work from home. Cyber Monday spending expected to hit a new high today of more than $14 billion.
And apparently, none of that money will come from people in this room. Lenny?
Not me.
You shopping today? Online?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I can't say the same for my household, yeah. But me, no.
Two non-participants. I may not. I don't know.
Go get an Alaska Air ticket. How much did you say?
They were selling some of the one-ways for $29.
Wow.
Got to check it out. Acrisure Stadium yesterday afternoon. And they also booed when Renegade was played.
Mike, did you have a sense for how restless and frustrated the crowd was today?
I don't know how restless and frustrated I was, and so I assume they were in the same state we were in.
Consider this. The Buffalo Bills that, with Josh Allen, have a tendency to score a lot of points. You go into halftime, you've only allowed them a field goal. You're leading 7-3. You get the ball to start the second half. Everybody's juiced up, ready to go, and on the first play, a strip sack, fumble, scoop, and score.
Yep.
And then, because he got bloody nose and had to be checked out, Aaron Rodgers is out. Mason Rudolph comes in on the next series and promptly throws an interception. Buffalo goes down and scores. You gave up 13 points. They missed the extra point in that. In the first couple of minutes of the second half, and suddenly you're underwater, and nothing changed the rest of the way. It was very frustrating. That said, you want to be an optimist. Hey, the Steelers will be in Baltimore to take on the Ravens for a chance to recapture first place. Crickets.
Yeah.
Understood.
What else is there to say, Larry? You put it very well.
Hey, Pitt's volleyball team is the number one seed.
Yes, they are.
Once again.
Final Four run will begin Friday. The first game of the tournament is Friday.
Congratulations to Coach Dan Fisher and his outstanding volleyball team for the University of Pittsburgh. And a shout out to Penn State's Terry Smith, who got the Nittany Lions to 6-6. And they're actually bowl eligible.
Good for them.
Yes. Gateway's finest.
Yeah, he's a good man, and I wish him the best. Lenny McAllister, always appreciate you making your way into the studio on Mondays. Covered a lot of ground today.
Yes, always enjoy being here.
Appreciate you. Tomorrow, the commute could be challenging, so we will have the KDK Radio Storm Center. I just saw our boss, PJ Comanchik, he had a can of WD-40 in his hand, so I don't know what he's lubing up. Get ready, energize, because Marty always says to me, where is that? I said, where's what? He said, the KDK Radio Storm Center.
It's in our heart, and it will be here tomorrow because that storm's a coming. Look, it's the holiday season, but it's also weather season.
And it is Giving Tuesday.
Tomorrow.
We'll also cover that. It's an important day for a lot of the local nonprofits that really need some help. So thank you again, Len.
Appreciate you as always, Larry. God bless you, and God bless you all.
You too.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.